Yes. How you doing?
I am good. How are you doing?
Fine. Thanks. Good to see you.
You too. I'm over here learning. Look what I can do with Streamcast, you know? I'm loving it.
It literally came down to the wire. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. It doesn't work here. It doesn't work there. It literally, like, I got it. So, again, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
I'm glad you got it. I wanted to bring you on as one of the first guests, and this is our family hour before we actually bring in everybody else starting at 9. And you are definitely a member of the family. You took off with The Playground, which is behind you, so I'm assuming that's a technical difficulty.
Yes. I'm here. So
let's talk a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what The Playground is. So you are a award-winning musician, which I recently found out you started with horns and then with the keyboards, or keyboards and then horns, or
keyboards and then horns. I just had this discussion yesterday. Started with keyboard first.
Okay, then keyboard first. Yes. You know, and dad made you do it, kind of a thing.
Hey, I got to take it. Yeah, the piano part, not the trombone part, but the piano, yeah.
But you went on and became like an actual band member of an award-winning band. I mean, you went on and toured the world, and you know, I recently found out your poster was in my room when I was a kid. You know, it's like
now the promotional poster, right? Not the wanted poster, the promotional poster.
I don't even see. I was a kid. I don't know about the water.
Got you. Okay.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, your history, because I'm talking about the band Switch. We got Gregory coming up later on today. Awesome, but tell me a little bit about your musical history, and then we'll get into what you're doing now.
Like you said, it started out with me on piano, learning how to play piano at 8 years old, classical piano, and, you know, learned a lot about, you know, the classics and all that stuff. And to this day, I always say, as far as the different genres of music, classical is home for me. So I was, you know, I still do all that on the piano and all that. Fast forward a few years later, learned how to play trombone, joined a band that featured Philip Ingram, who is the younger brother of James Ingram. And we've been friends pretty much ever since, like since our mid-teens. Fast forward a few years later, in comes Gregory Williams, who, like you said, you're going to speak to later on, the leader and founder of Switch. And he had this idea that he wanted to do, and asked Philip and I if we wanted to be part of, and we were like absolutely on board. The funny part of that story, which I tell everybody now, is that I've told everybody from the beginning, is that Greg had promised us that 2 weeks from then he was going to have a record deal secured, and we were like, okay, fine, you know, because if you don't, I'm going to California anyway, right? We're all in Ohio, Akron, Ohio at the time. So, and the funny part about that, now that I tell everybody, is if Greg walks in my house and tells me that story today, you know, in 2 weeks I'm going to have a record deal, I immediately would have kicked him out of the house. but as luck would have it, he called us less than like 2 weeks later, you know, with Jermaine Jackson on the phone, and you know, the rest is history.
Get out. Yeah, you guys, I was still a super fan. I'm not going to lie. That's why Gregory's on, because I'm still a super fan. It's like, Switch, what? You know, it's one of those bands that you hear the first couple of beats and you know what those songs are. And you just kind of go, that's crazy. Awesome. So then you and I met, 5 years ago, maybe?
It's been longer than that. It's been 10 years ago. Yeah, around town.
We're in Vegas. He's in Vegas as well. And you know, we saw each other like this, you know, and I must have been introduced to you by every musician that I know. You know, do you know Eddie? This is Eddie. He was the Switch. I heard that from every. I'm like, I already know Eddie. They're like, oh, what did you know? And I'm like, okay, come on. And we decided we were doing, we had just got into the streaming business.
Yes.
And we decided that we were going to do some live performances and with a good friend of mine, Nikki Logan. To be the lead. And when she thought keyboard, she said Eddie. And I immediately went, Eddie from Switch? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, really? Wait, what? And she was like, yeah, you know? And we met you in like a coffee shop.
Yes.
And I sat there, you know, and I know you thought I was a quiet person or something, because I sat there looking at you like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he gonna do our event. Oh my God, you know?
Really?
I was sitting there going,
okay. I'm just thinking, wow, she's pretty cool. I thought
we'd get the piano player from one of the churches or something. I didn't know.
There were plenty of them.
There were plenty of them here. Plenty of churches, plenty of people to play piano in Vegas.
That's right.
But, who would have thought we could get Eddie? And sure enough, he's like, tell me this. What do you want? Tell me that. What do you want? He's doing little notes. He's like, got it. See you in rehearsal. I'm like, wow, this guy's cool. And then
Thank you.
Come in and you guys do what you do, and I always call it the music magic because I couldn't sing my way out of jail. So
There's
I play nothing but keyboards on my computer. So I'm like, yeah,
and very well at it.
Thank you. You know, but nobody's gonna pay. Well, nobody's paying for concerts at this moment anyway, live. But when you guys go back to concerts, right. Live, nobody's gonna pay me to sit in front of them and type on my keyboard. It just I don't see them tapping their foot or snapping their fingers or jumping up going, woo! Because I am on a keyboard. Let's just put it out there, you know? And a little over a year ago, I said to you, Eddie, you need to be a host. You need to do your own show. And I know what the show should be and da-da-da-da. And you looked at me like, she done lost her damn mind.
Exactly. I'm like, this woman is crazy. She is like totally lost her mind. Exactly. I remember that. Yep. Like, I was in with everything else we spoke about, but when you hit there, I'm like, okay, she just lost it right there. Just lost her mind. Yep.
And I told you, I said, no, Eddie, it's going to be great. You know, you'll be great. Because no show that I've ever seen, and I'm a TV-aholic because I have to be. This is my bailiwick, as my mother would say.
Love it.
Yeah, no other show I had ever seen on any of the bigger networks or whatever were talking with the musicians, you know? They were talking to the leads, and they're talking to the superstar celebrities and blah, 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 blah. But they weren't talking to the musicians. And I'm sorry, I don't care who you are. Beyonce fan I am, I'm going to admit it. But nobody wants to sit through 2 hours of Beyonce singing a cappella. They need a band. It brings the rhythm, the feel. Before the artist even comes out on stage, you guys have warmed us up because you've been out there just showing out, kind of hoping that the artist forgot to come out because y'all are on a roll. And then you go, oh, they're here. Okay. And one, and the two, you know?
Right. Thank you for bringing that out too, because I mean, that is so true. Like the band, the backup band, they're kind of like the unsung heroes there. You know, you're there because of us. We would like to think that anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so,
you gotta have thank a great, you for I mean, that. Look at what Switch is. I mean, Switch by definition was band artists that could switch instruments.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't artists that could switch singing. It was you guys also sang, but it was about the musician, you know, the musician.
Right. So that was the thing. Everybody in the band played more than one instrument. So that's what made the switch. That's what made it fun.
I mean, that's just, you know, it's confusing as heck when y'all come out and go get on a different. It's like, what?
He was just over there.
Especially when somebody like me is filming it. It's like I'm told, you know, stay focused on blah, 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 and stay focused on blah. And then they move. And you're like, they didn't tell me they were going to be moving.
You know, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. I never thought about that, the work that puts on you. So, yeah, I'll remember that.
Now that you're in this industry, you know what it is, right?
Yeah. I'm learning a lot.
So
Thank you very much.
A year goes by with us getting into the office, getting into the studio. We're supposed to be working. We end up talking. We end up being really good friends. We have breakfast together with us. And I'm going, Eddie, when are you doing this show? And he's like, soon. I'm like, okay. And then we finally say, yep, we doing it. We in it. It's time to go. And COVID hits. And then he says, okay, so I'm not doing my show. And I'm like, if the network wouldn't let me out of it and I got to go national, you dang sure going on your podcast.
Yeah, totally.
And you've been killing it. You host The Playground.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I remember when we came up with the slogan, where the players play. You've got musicians coming in from all over the world to talk about their journeys. Now, mind you, I send you hate mail because I didn't know you knew all these people. But we should have done this a year ago. But
No, not only hate mail, But the murder plot that's coming. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you. that's how all the emails start. You know, I'm gonna kill you. I didn't know that you knew or whatever. So and I gotta go back because there's a story that's kind of funny in there as far as like the playground itself, and it kind of speaks. It speaks to your genius, Teresa, as far as. The name, and we were sitting there mulling over the name, and the thing that you said, I'll never forget, knowing that I'm a musician, well, what songs have you written? What, you know, because we couldn't think of it, I couldn't think of a title, and I believe me, and you know, I was like scratching my head like crazy, trying to think of a title. Going there, we have a meeting, and she's like, well, name some songs that you've written, because sometimes, you know, you said most of the time, it comes from a song, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks, you know, Playground, I have a song called The Playground. And it was actually written for my daughter, who was like, I'm watching like all the kids play at the playground. So that's where that whole thing came from. So like I said, that just speaks to your genius. And now we have this great show. And like you said, the byline, you know, where the players play. And that is so true. Where the players play.
You've got the show and it's growing beyond even where I thought it would be right now. I mean, week I go and look and it's literally, I mean, 1 week we had over 2,000% growth. Wow. From the week before, you know, you're on Amazon Music with me, you know, I've got my show on Amazon Music. You've got your show on Amazon Music. We're on every, you know, platform there is. And then we got you on Pod Nation, the streaming network, which we're going to be, you know, expanding and bringing in. I think we have 11 shows lined up to bring into this thing. So it's like, what's it been like? What you feel like? You know, how you are you comfortable now? Because you're doing this in your little room in your house too.
And that's another thing too, because I mean, just like you said, when COVID hit, you know, before that, the plan was like to be in studio, and we're going to have these guests come to the studio, and we're going to interview there. But you know, you being who you are, you know, when COVID hit, it's like, well, that came, but this does not stop. We're going to continue on, and we were like, you know, so how are we going to do it in this new format, this new arrangement? And we figured it out, and here we are. And in answer to your question, I'm having a ball. I'm still nervous. I'm still like shaking in my boots. But literally, when we get the guests on and they start talking, they pretty much take over the show. You know, I just ask a question and they tell the story, and I just let them go. And
you're creating biographies, and I was praising you for that because I thought it was going to be a standard show, and it's not. They're literally sharing their biography, and that's it's just brilliant. It's just
and in some of the ways, I mean, the stories are just surprising. I mean, I'm like, you know, and I remember telling you then, I think I'm going to be more the student than you know, everybody. You know, I'm just going to be sitting there and I'll be taking notes and all that stuff. I think I'm going to learn a lot, not only on how to do this, as you've been teaching me, but, you know, from the people that have come on the show and spoken. Mm-hmm. And some of the things they say, people that have seen the show have seen my mouth drop. I don't know how many times throughout the show, like, really? Oh, okay, you know, and it goes on. So yeah, I'm having a ball. I'm having fun. Thank you very much. Again.
You know, I appreciate you. I know it's early. I know you're a musician, and I said I wanted you to get up at the crack of, you know what, to come on here, and he was like, okay, if you say so, if you insist. Okay. So I want to thank you for coming out, hanging out, and being a part of this crazy idea, another crazy idea from Tego to live stream for, I don't know, 9 hours, eternity, whatever it is, and bring in 30 people. I have lost my dang mind.
But that's another thing. When Tego speaks, listen, boy, did I learn. And like everybody else that comes along, boy, we all learn. You need to listen. You need to listen. So.
Thank goodness
you made me listen.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. I promise I get you out of here in 15 minutes, and it has been 15 minutes, so you can go back to whatever musicians do at 9 in the morning. He's probably going, I don't know what they do at 9 in the morning. I'm not.
Well, this one's making calls for the playground, so we're good.
Okay, well, don't make calls for the playground. Congratulations on your show, and I'll talk to you next time. Okay?
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
All righty.
Bye now.